Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, Player 2, Crawler. You're back. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, how's it going? Crawler coming at you.
And Johnny Bo, you're also back. How you doing?
I'm good, kind of.
You're good. Why is it kind of, Johnny? Why?
Somebody on the internet has a beef with me, and I don't get it. I don't understand.
Who would, like, are they being rude to you? Like, do we need to hunt them down? And
I think there should be a fight. We got to set up like a boxing match, you know?
Okay. Settle it and smash.
Yeah. Settle it and smash. Exactly. Yeah,
we'll settle.
No,
and
I'm
smash.
Good though.
Okay. Awesome. Well, glad you're here.
You guys can have a mini game a thon too in Pokemon or in Mario
Party.
We'll settle this in Mario Party. Guys, check out all the other shows. Got Xbox Now podcast, Press Pause. Let's see, the Bendu podcast, the Warzone show, Smash Bros cast, which is going to be getting new episodes soon. I'm going to do some micro episodes, and we're going to get together with the coaches for the Smash Bros League and do some longer roundtables as well.
I think we're also due probably for some Smash news here. We're in the home stretch towards E3, and I think we'll probably see some stuff.
Yeah. So when Master Chief or Doom Slayer gets announced for Smash, you know, we'll be able to cover it. The Animal Crossing podcast, I just gotta convince my wife to sit and talk with me again. You know, that's all I have to do there. So no, she's always bugging me. Why don't you play your game? I'm like, is this boring now? I don't know what you want me to say. I love Animal Crossing, but I'm out of stuff.
I'm wearing an Animal Crossing shirt today.
Yeah, I'm wearing nothing Animal Crossing, but, you know, Titanfall, which I beat that game this weekend, Titanfall 2. So, so check out all the other shows. Oh, nice, Konami Code. John, what's your show again?
It's called The Game Pack. We are on YouTube and all your podcast listening devices, wherever you want to find us.
Maybe one day you'll invite us to come join you for an episode of that.
Maybe. I don't know. We have to settle this beef first.
Hopefully nobody on TikTok listens to this. We want to keep the beef alive. So, Nintendo, they put out a tweet today saying, we got a new game. It's like all about programming and making your own game. It's $30.
We don't feel like making games, so you do it.
Yeah, we don't feel like it anymore. It's on you.
The internet hated it, at least on the comments on Twitter. They hated it.
Oh, really? I've only seen hype for it.
I mean,
I didn't read the comments, though.
I think Josh quote tweeted it, and I clicked on the Nintendo actual tweet and then was going in there, and it's like, where's our Breath of the Wild 2 info? Where's this? I don't want to play this crap. Blah, 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 blah. Like, the internet can't be happy, especially Twitter. Twitter can't be happy. No. Twitter and Reddit is just where the people that hate themselves go to vent.
It's just a cesspool. Yeah, it's it's unfortunate. But you guys played Pokemon Snap a little bit. I skipped it. I know you guys are listening. Are probably,
I got my
film. Shocked.
It's fine.
Returnal came out this weekend, and I went to Walmart and paid $10 less for Pokemon Snap because I wasn't sure I wanted to pay full price for it, and I haven't really played it. But I think my kids are excited to watch it a little bit.
I'm a true fan. I paid $60 for it on the eShop.
Oh. I don't buy my Nintendo games digitally. I kind of want the. They retain their value, right? They go up in value eventually.
My Switch is very valuable then.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's like the ambassador program on the old original 3DSs, you know. Like, that does raise the value.
I still have those games. I have them on my like new 3DS.
And you have a valuable 3DS then.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to sell it. Yeah. I hate the 3DS.
Well, then sell it to me. We'll talk later. So, yeah, and Nintendo's been in the news for the possibility of more TV shows, more animation taking place. There was I saw some kind of article or interview or something that was mentioning that. And
Samus coming to Fortnite.
Samus coming to Fortnite, right?
It's pretty much confirmed
now, right? It's confirmed. It's in those documents.
But that's the thing. Was it discussed and presented and it's there, but is it a thing? It was the season of Hunters last season in Fortnite.
Yeah, it would have been. Well,
it was going to happen there, right?
I mean, they brought Aloy. I guess that's more primal.
Yeah.
I wonder how much
dinosaurs and
Epic
stuff
had to pay to get her in there.
I can use her on my Xbox. They probably could pay.
They just added a zero onto whatever paycheck they're sending PlayStation every month anyway, right?
Oh my goodness. So yeah, let's talk Pokemon Snap. I know I had some guests on here that, you know, I thought they had talked me into it. I spent $100 on a Mario Kart wheel that I'm more happy that I got than Pokemon Snap. Honestly, like, it's just, I knew it wasn't going to be, it was going to be a game that was going to go immediately to my shelf. Right? Like, I was going to play.
You could have left it in cellophane and you would have been all
right. Oh, right. Yeah. So, man, I can still do that. I can still, you know.
That go up in value, though? Because it's like, there's going to sell 20 million copies.
I'll get it graded.
Put it in its box, put it in another box and then seal it. And then in 40 years, you can sell it for $380,000 or whatever.
Yeah, or like Mario, the Super Mario Brothers, the graded like perfect. It was like like 999,000 or something. It was crazy. A lot of cash there. But
yeah, I mean, I was surprised. I was surprised that Walmart has been not having titles on Friday afternoon when I've gone by.
Yeah, same as mine.
I was kind of surprised. I think I got one of the last one or two copies that they had sitting there. They were actually in stock, which I don't know if Walmart just intentionally doesn't put them out right on Friday afternoon, but this time it was there. Because I'm trying to think the last time I tried to go to Walmart on a Friday and get something when a game came out, but they just didn't have it. But yeah, it was there. I picked it up. I opened it. I have an extra Switch dock, so I've finally took one upstairs and set it up on my big TV, and I was actually playing it through my Xbox One S pass through because I'm out of
HDMI ports.
I didn't want to hook up a switcher and all that kind of stuff, so I was like, there's a little bit of lag, I think, in delay response there, but
it doesn't matter, not whatever, for that game.
No. So I mean, it's set up there, and I was playing it, and I was lazy and didn't have a controller, so I was playing with split Joy-Con, and I was just kind of going through the tutorial stuff, and it's like, yeah, it's whatever. I mean, it's kind of weird that it's a camera, but it's a drag cursor that then moves. Yeah. It feels a little disjointed, but I think it allows for a little more free form scrolling around the area, and then the camera lens catches up to you. So it's like you're looking, but then you point the camera where you want it to go eventually. It's a new take on it versus just having a static camera lens frame kind of on your screen permanently, which is what I think that's what the 64 one was, right? It was just a permanent viewfinder and you just moved it around. This has a little bit of a twist on it a little bit, so it's kind of cool. You teleport, you don't just like get in a, it's not on a track, it's on rails in the game, but like your vehicle teleports to different locations. I don't know if I didn't play enough of the 64. I only played it at like the Snap stations in Blockbuster or whatever. Nice. But
I think that's what the problem is. Like, I didn't really play the N64 version that much, so I didn't have that nostalgia. And I'm like, the new one feels like a 20-year-old game with a fresh coat of paint.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have, you know, we're in this era of social media and taking pictures of everything. And I feel like I could get that experience not in the game. Like I could take pictures in the regular Pokemon game of Pokemon in there, just take snapshots and share those. I can't put like fancy filters on them, but I honestly don't. I'm not going to do that in Pokemon Snap anyway.
I saw a few tweets like Nintendo Fangirl. I think she said she already had 30 hours into it. Like that was on Monday, you know, and I know that people have a nostalgia pull for this game are going to love it. Like we had an whole episode about it. The other thing that I think is worth talking about. Did either of you guys try the Miitopia demo?
I still haven't downloaded it yet.
You mean is that Miitopia? Yeah. No, I didn't try it yet.
We talked a little bit about it last week.
Yeah, so I mean, I downloaded it, but I haven't jumped in. And if I'm honest, I don't have a desire to. Like, I don't really care about this game. I didn't care about the first game when it came out on 3DS. I bought it because I was just collecting 3DS games. And it was, you know, as they were starting to get rid of them, it was cheap. We're in a time right now, I feel like, with Nintendo, that they're doing so well with all the games that they've put out that they're getting weird. And they're getting weird in a good way. Like, I don't think Miitopia is bad whatsoever. I've had comments on my TikToks. I'm excited for Miitopia. You know, there are people that are looking forward to this. I think that's great. Not every game is going to be for me. I'm cool with that. If Mario's in the title, I'm probably going to enjoy it. I'm probably going to pick it up. There's the nostalgia pull. I know it's going to be a solid game, right? Miitopia, it's not going to do anything for me. And that's okay.
I saw a tweet this weekend that somebody said, I care not to disclose how much time it took me to make this, but they made the Daft Punk helmets in Miitopia. So I mean the artistic stuff that can come out of it is pretty cool, but unless you are able to export and share it to like as a creator put up your stuff, I mean I don't know if there's an option to be able to put up a QR code that allows you to download that and become that character in your own version, then I mean nobody else is going to take the time to do that. But then like we talked about last week, you got to worry about the Hitlers and the other stuff that's going to come out of the Miitopia.
Right.
Create a character.
What excites me about this time with Nintendo is if we look back in history at the Wii, and the Wii had staple titles, it had third-party support, it also brought back games that we hadn't seen in a while. Punch-Out. I think it's very possible that we would see a new Punch-Out. I think it's very possible that we could see F-Zero, Excitebike, some of these games that have just kind of been, even Metroid games, right? Like, I know Prime 4 has been in the works forever, but maybe
it's getting reworked and it's who knows when it's going to come out.
Yeah, and maybe they can port over Samus Returns. We're in a place that Nintendo is so healthy that I feel like they will take those risks now and maybe put out games. I mean, even Mario Golf, in my opinion, is a risk based on the sales numbers from 3DS. It was only 500,000, not even 500,000 sold. That seems... Well,
but Switch, you put something published by Nintendo... And it sells 5 million copies. I mean,
it's going to be guaranteed like a million seller in like a week.
I don't have a doubt there, but I'm just talking about basing, like looking at past numbers, like to tell investors, hey, we're going to be making a Mario Golf game. And the last one only sold 500,000. Like there may have been a little bit of a struggle, you know, maybe Aces sold well enough that it wasn't. You know, maybe due to the sales of Aces,
when you have games like ARMS selling 2 million copies.
Yep.
Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm.
And how many copies did 1-2 Switch sell?
Yeah, it's like 2.5 million copies for that game.
Yeah.
I still won't buy it.
There's no reason that game should have sold that much.
No.
It was a very expensive tech demo on a game on a system where everyone should have been spending the first 2 months playing Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
And it's still full price. It's still $50 or whatever.
Yeah, I'm not buying. That's why I'm waiting for it to finally drop, and then maybe I'll shake around some ice cubes in my Joy-Con. But until then,
the marbles. It's pretty cool. I'm not gonna lie, it's pretty cool.
I mean, is it $50 cool?
It was a great party game, and my kids always wanted to play it. But I mean, my daughter, who's 13 now, when the Switch came out, she's like, "Can I rock the Switch to sleep?" I'm like, "No, you can't." Because there's like some baby game or whatever, right? So, I mean, John knows about baby games, but but and again, I don't disagree with you guys at all. Mario Golf is going to sell great, right? But it just those sales numbers are still kind of baffling to me. I don't know why Mario Golf wouldn't have sold better on the 3DS, even with how many 3DSs were in the wild. Boy.
It didn't come out that late, did it? It was pretty.
It's kind of middle of the.
Because they still had that other sports, the sports mix or sports
came out after
the horseback racing. Yeah. That came out after,
right?
So that was Mario Golf must have been fairly early.
They
had Mario Tennis. Do we know how much Mario Tennis sold on there?
I don't, but I mean, it didn't review well. Nobody really. I don't think people really cared for it. I don't think tennis has ever been received well since the 64. And all they've done is I feel like try to come up with the next thing that's going to make tennis great. And
they released Mario Tennis on Wii U. We had Ultra Smash on there, mm-hmm. and nobody liked that game.
No,
because everyone was still playing Wii Tennis.
Yeah. I bought Ultra Smash at a yard sale for like $2. Like that's how I, and at the same yard sale, they were like, no, I can't sell you the Batman games for $2. It's got to sell them for 30. I'm like, the Mario game is worth more. But you know, whatever. So
we got Nintendo financials coming out tomorrow. So it'll be interesting to see what is selling well.
Is that going to be the full end of year financials then?
Yeah, it's a full year, full fiscal year.
So we're going to see how much the year of Mario 35 and the inflation of scarcity.
So we're going to see really how screwed off. We are this year.
Did you guys end up taking the survey? I don't know if we talk about this last week.
You did. You said you took it. I don't know if we talked about it on the show or just in the.
I didn't take it.
One of the questions was, did the Mario 35 anniversary year make you like Mario more or less, about the same? what does that mean?
Yeah, so weird.
It's like it makes me not like Nintendo as much right now. But Mario's innocent in this all. He's just there.
you guys are to blame in this, not Mario. So, but no, I mean, off the top of your heads, and it may be a little tricky just to pull stuff out of the air, but like, can you think of any like obscure titles or any, I mean, even a sequel to ARMS, you know, like, is there any older series that you would like to see come back that we just haven't seen hasn't seen the light of day forever?
Make Captain Falcon an actual F-Zero character instead of a Smash character.
Okay. I mean, so get F-Zero back.
What is it? Is it R-Type or what's it's like a, I think a German company or something like that, that makes, it's like an F-Zero.
FastRX or whatever.
FastRX. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Which I think was on sale this last week. But
wasn't that like a launch title almost, or like,
yeah, it was like a launch title.
Yeah. But get something. You got a whole franchise that's just sitting there, and we haven't seen
a racer in a while.
We haven't seen anything from Star Fox either.
Right.
Like, so even if the rumored Star Fox FX or whatever it is, like racer.
No, that was
bait. Catch a Leaker. That was Nintendo's version of To Catch a Predator.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Got Chris Walter, what's his name? Chris Hansen coming out of the closet, be like, oh, "I caught you."
So there is no Star Fox Grand Prix.
I mean,
like, that's so fun.
if Nintendo had their ear to the ground enough, they would have seen that enough people were talking and hyped about it to want to see it, to throw something together, like make it just a some kind of tech demo, like just a fun free thing to give to people or something, like just make a course or something like that, or modify the tech in Big Blue or something like that, and put an R-Wing or something like that. Like just make it fun and do something.
Well, F-Zero and Star Fox are connected via the lore.
Oh, do they happen in the same universe?
They're like, I don't have it in front of me, but there is a racer with the name McCloud. It is a fox. I think it's like Star Fox's dad or something like that. And his racer is an R-Wing. And so it's part of the reason that it's not too far-fetched that we could see, you know, a Star Fox Grand Prix, because it's they're somewhat intertwined. Like, yeah, their lore, it meets up in some way. I don't know the exact, you know, this goes beyond my nerd card level or whatever, you know, like I don't have a security clearance for this level of lore, but it is there. I mean, the character has the metal legs and the fox face and stuff, so there's some correlation there. But but even like Wave Race 1080, like I would love to see just an extreme sports thing, yeah, where they, mm-hmm, instead of, because I'm not, who's gonna pay $60 for a snowboarding game today, you know, unless
it's on the Switch.
Yeah.
I'll pay for it. That's fine.
Well, I mean, okay, what if instead of 1080 it was like Mario snowboarding, right? And you could ski, you could snowboard.
Who made snowboard kids back in the day?
I'm not sure.
Was that Ubisoft?
Possibly. I mean, remember Steep was supposed to be on the Switch and it finally got canned?
Yeah, it got canned. I loved SSX Tricky, yep, on GameCube. Yep. That was my jam, so I'd be down for that.
Yeah, and I mean,
we're talking about GameCube stuff, which is last time Nintendo was parodied with the current gen. So, I mean, yeah, I mean
that Custom Robo, Beautiful Joe. There's so many IPs from the GameCube era that just haven't seen the light of day in a long time.
Yeah, and I think Beautiful Joe, I mean, that's
Capcom, but
yeah, but I mean, it's still, I feel like it was kind of more than a cult following, at least, you know, like it seemed,
yeah,
like
there was a sequel, there was two of them.
Yeah, I think I actually owned both. I think I picked those up at a garage sale one time. So
I mean, a proper Star Fox, like we haven't had that. I mean, they tried back on Wii U and that was bad.
Horrendous.
So I mean, they need to go
Star back. Fox 0 out of 10, that's what I call it.
Yeah.
They need to go back to the tried and true kind of what it was and find a creative way to present it. But I think the Switch is powerful. Like, I mean, they partnered with Ubisoft for just put skins in a game that was already made. Mm-hmm. But if we could find an open world Star Fox, like taking kind of elements of what that was, but maybe make it a little more engaging with better boss. I feel like the boss fights and story progression could be a lot better than what, the name is escaping me right now of what even that was. What was that game
Starlink.
Called?
Starlink.
Starlink. Yeah. Because
one thing that worries me about that.
But
one thing that worries me about that game dropped to like $5 in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, fast.
So it definitely didn't sell. So that might give the indication that hey, nobody cares about Star Fox anymore.
Well, it was the Switch version that
sold really well compared to all the others on Switch. The Switch was the best selling of the three SKUs that they had.
But what were those?
The R-Wing.
Because the R-Wing. They got me to buy it twice.
Same. So. I got the deluxe version on my light. So.
I got sick of scanning all the stuff,
yep,
to have it on my ship. So I bought the digital deluxe when it went on sale, and I have a cool R-Wing on my shelf. So, you know, it's that was the coolest part of that whole thing.
It is a really nice figure. It's a nice figure. Like, yeah, it's worth it.
And I bought that that game with the R-Wing for $12 for my niece and nephew. And with their dad, they played through the thing. Like, they all had a great time. They loved it. They thought
I thought about buying it for like $5-6 or whatever for Xbox or whatever, just to have a different ship, but I didn't.
Right.
I probably could go to GameStop now and probably find it super cheap if they had it sitting around anywhere.
Yeah, the bargain bin or whatever. But I mean, you know, talking about a game like Star Fox Zero, and you know, Shigeru Miyamoto still had his hand like all over that. And that game was kind of
controls
is kind of garbage, you know, like it was kind of garbage. And so they recently talked about the Mario movie and how Shigeru Miyamoto is working very closely. And like, that doesn't bring me the same level of like, like assurance that it used to, you know what I mean? Like when I saw that, I was like, okay, I hope that's,
Did he also do the robot game? A big robot on Wii U or whatever. Like there was two games. It was the Star Fox Zero that had the pad integration.
Yeah.
And then it was this robot game. And I don't know. I think it released, but it was never, nobody ever talked about it. I think it was called Giant Robot.
It kind of sounds familiar. And the other thing I'm thinking about is the Labo robot fighting you know, where you had to get in the outfit or whatever, get in the cardboard.
Project Giant Robot, that's what.
Hey, I remembered something.
Nintendo kills Project Giant Robot.
Okay, so it never came out. I thought it came out. Maybe it is the Labo. It might be the Labo. Like they might have integrated it with
it. Probably that's probably
robot rap Labo. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, Miyamoto had his hands on that too.
Which I have that in a box, not built. When Target had those for like $15 or whatever they went down to, I picked them up.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, we're going to get more, and it's, I think it's okay that, like, you know, he passes the torch and, you know, at some point he's going to be a little bit too disconnected to be relevant. You know, he's done amazing things.
Even do the Mario games, right?
What's that?
That's, he doesn't even do the Mario games anymore, right?
Like, I think he just works as a producer, you know, to some extent. Maybe he does a little bit of directing.
Odyssey was such a different Mario game. It had odes to like old style Mario, but we've talked about this before about how Odyssey does kind of become stale with the fact that you know what the gimmick is that you need to do in said level, and you're going to do the gimmick and against the boss, and you have to do the gimmick to get to the moon or whatever that you need to. But I'm almost ready for more 3D Mario like we had
Bowser's
in
Fury.
Galaxy and
Bowser's Fury is good
too. Bowser's Fury is fun too, yeah. Cause you had the different suits as an option, and there was more I want more in depth levels than what we got from Bowser's Fury, but I think Bowser's Fury, as we've discussed as well, was it's a proof of concept, and I think it can be expanded upon and turned into a really cool game.
And I wonder if it was pitched and they were like, this is what we come up with so far. And they're like, yeah, put it with 3D World, and then we'll announce the new game that you're making in this, you know, with this engine and everything else, like at E3.
It does seem like they're trying to push that style because they had it in Mario Maker 2. Like, they don't want people to forget about 3D World.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the cat suit and everything.
Yeah,
it's a cool gimmick that they. I mean,
it's always been the Tanuki suit, the Bumblebee suit, the like all the frog that stuff. Suit. Yeah, the frog suit. The Hammer Brother, like all of that stuff has always been great. And that again, we like we talked about it with Odyssey. That's what was missing, is that like you just turned into whatever. So it was like, okay, but that's not the Mario I'm used to, you know.
The coolest one probably in Odyssey was the Bullet Bill and the Hammer Bro.
Yeah, right. And like, I loved
the coolest like transformations.
I love provoking Luigi with the fire bro or whatever. I would just throw fireballs at him and he would scream. You know, that was the best. That was the best. So
but yeah. We're talking about like Nintendo getting goofy. Like, let's talk a little bit about this. What is it called? Garage? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know the exact title. I'm afraid I don't like looking stuff up because
I'll look it up.
I don't want to mess with the audio, but But yeah, it's something to do with the garage. It's $30. You can make your own games.
And Game Builder, can, Game Builder Garage is what it's called.
And then you can play other people's games from what I'm seeing as well. And my
Nintendo's Dreams.
Yeah, Dreams. And what did Xbox have? It was
it failed, right?
Oh, the one with Conquer.
I don't recall the name, but I know exactly what you're talking
Imagination
about.
Like Imagination or something. I forget what it's called.
Yeah. But I mean,
There's been stuff around, but yeah, Dreams has been successful. And the trailer, it's like a minute and a half trailer. Like there's something that looks like Geometry Wars. There's something that looks like R-Type, like side-scrolling, side-scrolling shooter. And if Nintendo can curate some of this maybe, or have Treehouse devs put stuff together and have some stuff ready to go off the get-go, I think that can be really cool. And then they can maybe feature some creators if they see some cool stuff come out from what people do. But it's also a good entry into programming. I know my son in first grade, on days he has computer lab, like they go do Minecraft coding. It's like, it's if and that statements like that they write to get Steve or water or lava to a certain point in this little map. And it's like, if it's just the if and at statements, if equals that, and then all that kind of stuff. And the buzzwords in the trailer are teaching you basic coding language, which is really cool. And to show that off to kids and let them get exposed to that and learn it.
And again, I like you're saying, I think this is Nintendo getting weird. And when I say that, I don't mean like being weirdos. I just mean like they're doing what Nintendo does best.
They're taking risks.
They can afford to do the risk.
Yes. Yeah, they're taking the risks. And that's when we win. Right. We're also in a time with Nintendo right now that like we've talked about it at length. We had so many games, and now it's like, the first part of this year, little bit slow, but
Monster Hunter's helping the first half of this year.
Yeah. Monster Hunter's helping significantly. Yeah. And for those that are stoked about Snap, you know, and Miitopia, like they're golden, like they're totally golden, but you know, Nintendo did get Apex, right? Unfortunately, I don't know if anybody's even playing. I don't know if anybody's playing Apex on the Switch.
The day it launched, or the day after, I turned off crossplay just so I could play against Switch only players. I couldn't find a match.
Neither could I. I think I only had 10 people in my room or something like that. I think it was showing a queue, and
it's just not a viable option. Like it's there, but it's you're at a significant disadvantage.
And
but a lot of people in my community play like Fortnite on Switch.
Yeah.
But well, they don't play it on other systems.
Fortnite feels like a Nintendo game kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, and Fortnite looks you play it on a next gen or a current gen system, you see clouds and all sorts of stuff.
You don't geometry go back. That
you didn't know was there.
Right.
But you can be, I wouldn't say super competitive, but you can be viable on Switch.
Yeah.
And the user base has found ways to optimize that. Like back when we would land on buildings and tilted and the geometry wouldn't load, we found ways that you had to move it off your external drive and back onto your internal drive to have it be better rendered. But you still have those issues. If you drop too quick with too many people in a crowded area, the game just wouldn't load geometry and you'd be sitting floating on
magical rooftops. Polygons.
Yeah. Polygons of roofs.
Yeah.
And it was bad, but I mean, I've gotten plenty of wins on Switch with Fortnite. I think that has something to do with skill-based matchmaking as well.
The lobbies you get,
but yeah,
if you want to get some wins, play on Switch. There you go.
Yeah.
It's good that those games are on the Switch, you know, Rocket League, like they've got some of the big staples. And I know there are people that play Rocket League religiously.
It's actually not that bad. I think Rocket League is probably, I mean, it's 30 FPS, right? You're not getting 60 on any of these games.
But you can get, I think, so, you get 120 on Xbox now, right?
Probably.
Maybe.
With Rocket League,
probably.
I so yeah, I know you can't.
You're also playing at. You're also playing at like, I think sub 720. I don't think you're even getting 720 on that game.
Yeah, and it's dynamic. So like, if you there are times that the polygons drop in there a little bit, but
I mean, I don't think Nintendo cares about it.
No, and I have it digitally and physically. I got it the collectors or something, or with more cars and stuff in it. I have a physical copy of Rocket League that I got on Best Buy Black Friday or something like that one time. But I also have it digitally, and I've had it on Xbox as well. So like, I have that game multiple times over. But on Switch, you get some really cool exclusives that you only get there, and people don't even. I don't even think people can see them.
Nope.
No, you can't see them. You're a default
car. So once I learned that, I was like, I'm going back to Xbox and play with my Warthog. You know what I mean?
How much money would Epic have to pay Sony and Nintendo?
Epic's losing money by paying all these crossplay fees.
Well, it wasn't Epic then, so.
True. It was, yeah. But now they've taken it in. I mean, we're going to, but like, I think Fall Guys will be viable on all platforms. I don't think you're going to see.
They delayed it.
Performance hindering there with Switch. I mean, Fall Guy lobbies, I think, are only 60 people. So it's not as massive. I mean, I guess Apex lobbies are only 60 people too, but the map is a lot bigger when it comes to that compared to Fall Guys. But I mean, there's going to be, it's good to have options. It's a good, we've said this for the longest time until I think Sony and Xbox have finally found a way to catch up when it comes to gaming on the go, Xbox especially. But with Backbone and other options to play either remote play or in the cloud, I think Switch needing those titles, it kind of just becomes, it just solidifies them as the complementary system versus like needing to have parity, because it's never going to be parity. It's just a subpar option on the go, when now they are the inferior option on the go, I guess, if you have other means to play that. So they've kind of lost their place. And like you said, being afforded to be doing the weird stuff, that's what makes Nintendo Nintendo. So they need to like lean into that. And with Monster Hunter having been an exclusive, I think that shows that third parties can take advantage of a 72 million player install base and maybe make some stuff for that audience, as opposed to paying a third party to make a subpar, crappier version of their own game.
Nintendo is selling games like nobody else too, right? Like, nobody is selling games like Nintendo. Nobody's selling 30 million copies of anything except for Nintendo. From what I'm finding,
Xbox doesn't announce numbers. So.
Yeah, but if you guys were just guessing without looking, what do you think The Last of Us 2 sold?
20 million.
I would say 25.
So,
I know God of War's up there. God of War's at like 20.
With 80 something million people installed, and they've only sold. Really?
And Spider-Man's high too, but I think that might only be like 10. But yeah, no, none of the PlayStation's not selling 30 million. 30 million copies for a port, you know?
I mean, they haven't had anything come out this gen, so.
Well, they don't even have 30 million PS5s out there. There's, what, true. 8 million PS5s out there right now?
8.5, I think, something like that.
So, I mean, PS5 is ways away from hitting any type of number that the Switch is. Like, we have a couple of years left.
Well, and, I mean, if there's a Switch Pro, that could change the story on Fortnite Apex.
Yeah, but you're still getting like a worse version. Like you're not, you'll be on par with PS4 and
unless the dock Xbox. is super, like if it can take the stuff and at least make it Xbox One level, then that makes it more viable.
It just feels like they'll always be like a step behind, you know?
Yeah. I mean, but Nintendo's never been about being in step. They don't even care that they're in their mind, they aren't behind. They're just on a different path.
Yeah. And I honestly don't think they care about parody for these third party games. They just want to have the option to say, hey, we have Fortnite, we have Apex, we have the big third party games.
Yeah.
And it's a cheaper option.
It's a cheap. Well, that argument's nullified a little bit by the fact that PlayStation has a current gen console at $100 more and Xbox has one at the same price point. If the Switch Pro Super Switch is real and it comes out, I think it needs to be $300. I think we've talked about this as well. And they drop the price. I mean, maybe they cut 25 to $50 off the Lite and they do another $50 off the base model and they get even more units out there because Nintendo keeps their games at the same price. So if they can get more consoles in more people's hands, then that leads. Consoles don't make money. Software makes money. So they want to sell software.
Yeah, I saw a tweet going around. I forget. They were asking somebody at Xbox if they had ever sold an Xbox for a profit. And they said no. So the consoles, they're not profitable.
Nintendo sells consoles at a profit. Yeah. Or at least at a break even. They don't take a loss on them.
So from what I'm seeing, and again, sometimes these sales numbers are a little tricky to find, but it looks like Last of Us, this is as of November, is at 7.1 million copies.
What? That doesn't seem right. That does not seem right. That seems super low.
Everything that they're showing me is that it was the fastest selling game for the weekend that it came out. Right? But
I thought it was.
This is the Reddit post. It says Last of Us surpasses 7.1 million sales, is fourth best selling game this year to date. Has a surprising 75.8 PSN user rating. Total player count as of November 8th, 2020 was 7.1 million. I think Aces and Mario and Mario Party.
Mario Party, Super Mario Party sold almost double what Last of Us 2 sold.
Yeah. So
in probably
what is the cost for the Mario Party? What is the cost for Mario Party development versus the last?
A couple of million us. Dollars, maybe. Last of Us 2 is probably, you know, $50 to $100 million, probably more. What was Destiny's like budget? It was like $500 million for the whole 10 years.
Yeah, it was huge. And so, and this isn't any kind of dig at PlayStation or anything like that. Nintendo selling software, like they continue to sell software. Mario Kart still top 10 every week. Ah, where are you people at for Twitch?
Stop buying it. Yeah, well, who is buying these things? I mean, there's still 50 million people that don't own it, so.
Right. So,
Wikipedia's little thing on sales for this is the most ambiguous thing. Is this what you
That's what I was trying to find. That's why I was like.
It's like, fastest selling and beating Marvel Spider-Man. So it sold more than 3.3 million, apparently, but where's the number?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I went through like three articles and I was like, this is very confusing. Finally, there was that Reddit post. So again, they just looked at the player, they just looked at the overall players. So
what's PS4 right now? Like 90 million?
North of 85 million, I think at least. I mean, and in reality, the 8.5 million PS5s are just super souped up PS4 Pros. I mean, besides Returnal, there's nothing really you can't play on PS5.
I
mean,
I think Sony's big moneymaker are the free to play games, like Fortnite, Apex. Like Fortnite's paying Sony to have crossplay. Mm-hmm. They're not their flagship, their single player, their first party games. You know, they sell probably well enough to cover the cost.
I mean, Call of Duty's probably most downloaded on it. I mean, they have the not the exclusivity, but the best to play deal. The marketing deal and the best to play on and blah blah blah. But even now, that doesn't matter where you play Call of Duty. You can play with your friends wherever. But yeah, I mean, that's interesting. If the metrics behind exclusives, Nintendo kills it.
No one's even touching them. Like the other companies would kill to have the sales numbers that Nintendo has right now.
Yeah, because I mean, Johnny, you said numbers come out tomorrow. We'll probably wake up to a Wario64 tweet saying, "Here's all the stuff."
Yeah.
I mean, numbers are going to be crazy. I mean, they report on their own stuff, so we won't see. I don't know if we'll see official stuff for what Monster Hunter Rise did, but I mean.
I don't know if it'll be in the. It probably won't be in the top 10. They always show like the top 10.
Monster Hunter has already surpassed 6 million. I saw the tweet from Capcom.
But that's still not. It's not in the top 10. Which is,
I think that's in the top 20, isn't it?
It should be, but I don't know for sure.
The question is, I guess tomorrow, does AC take the top spot?
There's a change
because it was nipping at Mario Kart's heels last time.
Yeah, and when they announce, I'm saying when because I believe there will be DLC announced for AC this E3. That's gonna skyrocket. And what do they do with Mario Kart? Do they give us DLC so they can keep milking that cash cow, or do they like I've said in the past, drop it in price to a player's choice, still entice people to buy it?
Where is player's choice?
They don't need it.
4 years in, they're still selling.
Why would they throw the money away? they just like they don't need Mario Kart 9 because 8 is just crushing.
I was gonna say like Breath of the Wild is the top on everyone's list of need to own games for Switch. Yet that's what like the third or fourth best selling game on Switch, but that was a launch title, technically a last gen game, and is still $70-$60 or whatever, so people have to go. Target last week rarely like had three or four big games I think down to $40. I think they had Odyssey, Breath of the Wild, and something else I think discounted to $40, which is so rare to see. But at this point the install base that owns that is, they're only getting a handful of people that are taking advantage of that. So
you'll even see when Target does like the buy two, get one free, it excludes Odyssey and you know, other games like that, they'll exclude them. So it's
gotta be in a contract that they have with the purchase of those titles.
More than likely. Yeah. Yeah.
Or just the markup is that insane that they can't afford to take the hit.
Right.
I wonder how Walmart affords it.
What are they buying these at?
Well, I think Walmart probably has. I mean, I would be willing to bet that Walmart makes bigger orders for games than GameStop does.
Yeah, they have more. They have more places to sell it.
They have more stores,
and they do their own. And they do their own distribution. So they buy them in bulk and ship them to 5 spots in the nation, and then they ship them themselves. That's how Walmart keeps prices low, is they do their own distribution. So they ship stuff kind of like they were Amazon before Amazon, but it's just, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So they're able to circumvent, they're able to take that $10 off because they're putting those games on a truck that are already going to that store. So they don't have to pay the shipping like Best Buy and GameStop does to have to get the games to the store.
And if you buy a candy bar and soda and snacks on the way out, they've already made their $10 back.
I put in Breath of the Wild this weekend. That game is hard to go back to. the control scheme is so wonky. Like I was throwing swords, and I didn't know what run.
The jump is backwards, right?
The jump is X, I think, and run is A, and D-pad changes your weapon. You cannot speak ill of that game.
I know.
I spent 120 hours, like right off the bat when I got that game. Like you just live in that game, so it doesn't throw you off when you're living in that game. Yeah. But to pick it up and try to do it, you're like, what am I doing?
Yeah,
it's so.
Then you're like in a random spot on the map. So you're like, where am I?
I was in a Lionel fight in my save.
And you threw the sword at him. You're like, take that. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I mean, I want to do another play. I haven't found all the shrines. It's too much of an effort to like look up where shrines are at this point, because there's no list or anything like that in your thing. So you just got to go map to like game to computer to look at a map in comparison. But like, I'm excited. I think more when we get closer to Breath of the Wild 2 coming out, I'm excited to go live back in that game and do another run through.
Mm. Yeah. If I could unlock achievements for finding Koroks on the Xbox, I would definitely look for Koroks.
Well, Breath of the Wild come to Game Pass, right? That's right.
That's what I said.
That's the deal.
Yeah. That would be wild.
If Nintendo makes a deal with Xbox to put their games on Game Pass, oh man.
They wouldn't. Why would they?
Interesting that we talk like, why wouldn't Xbox put stuff on Nintendo? So maybe we get a tit for tat kind of deal going. How crazy would that be? Game Pass comes to Switch and Xbox gets to put some Nintendo exclusives on Game Pass or something. How crazy would that be?
I mean,
it doesn't even have to be like Breath of the Wild. It could be, you know, Splatoon or something.
Or classic Mario games that have already made a ton of money. And everyone has bought so many times. Well,
they'll just sell it to us a 12th time.
Well, they gave it to us. We have it.
We pay $20 a year for it. What do you?
$20 a year.
How much are you paying for your family?
Wait, I paid $50 to play Super Mario Brothers on this.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be rare. That
I thought it was going to be rare too.
It's everywhere.
They're still everywhere.
I have one that's sealed and I have one that I open.
When I bought my Mario Kart wheel, they still had the 3D All-Stars out. They're like, we're not taking these off our shelf.
I don't know if I said this last week, but I think I saw a tweet that's like, I bought my copy. I'm waiting for Nintendo to come to my house and kill me.
Well, that's probably another like ploy, right? You know, they're like, oh, you only have until March 31st to buy this game. And then when you're out at a store, you're like, ah, that's illegal. So then you just buy it.
Yeah, the Nintendo ninjas have not been here yet. So I'm going to go ahead and snag this, and hopefully they don't come after me, you know.
Which how much is Nintendo shooting themselves in the foot with that? Like,
Back at their sales of Mario Kart and they're
we hear the perks of the digital marketplace, especially to first party devs that don't have to pay to print it and put it out there and all that kind of stuff. The overhead that you save, the profit margin is just that much larger. So if people are wanting that, like, it would have been a real dick move by Nintendo to like delist it on the 31st. And then like by the 2nd of April, like, oh, it's coming back. Like, yeah, that's messed up.
It didn't make sense in the first place. Why are you putting scarcity on games that are going to sell anyway? Like it seems like a greedy move. Like
it worked.
Nintendo's always been anti game preservation as to begin with, like making us rebuy games that are classics that we've had access to forever. So it's no surprise, but we're going to see the fruits of their labor tomorrow. I'm sure that game is in
10 million. 10.
Yeah.
10 million. Mario Easy. 3D All-Stars was the second best-selling game on Amazon, I think, next to Animal Crossing.
And that's a physical. That's not even the digital.
Right.
Yeah, it's not digital. Yeah, we don't know digital. Well, I guess in their quarterly, they gave us digital, but...
Mm-hmm. We're going to see big numbers tomorrow, though.
I just want to see... I want to see the big black line at the bottom. How much did it make in total? What was their profit?
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line.
It's going to be huge.
So is this sales investor reveal, or is this going to be the Nintendo newsletter kind of rundown list that we see?
No, I think it's investor.
I think it's the investor. Like, you got to flip through pages to find the spreadsheets. Right.
Yeah. Read some Japanese too.
Yeah, that's the other thing. That's the other thing. So, well, hey, we hit an hour. I can't believe it. I should have known better. We were like, maybe we can get a half hour out of this. No, we did it again. Crawler, where can people find you?
Best spot to find me is hanging out in the Discord, hunting monsters and playing Returnal, other stuff. Yeah, n64josh.com/discord. Also find me weekly on the Press Pause podcast. So come check us out. We got our own YouTube. Look for Hate Zero's dog coming to a YouTube short sometime soon.
There you go.
And go talk in main chat. He's lonely there. Go talk to Eric in main chat.
Yeah, he's lonely. Johnny Bo, where can we find you and your beef?
I am everywhere. I am on my main platform of choice right now is TikTok, where I have a beef with another creator that we will settle in the near future.
There will be a date chosen. So
yeah, but I'm on YouTube. People are following me on YouTube, and I haven't made a video in like 8 months. But I am on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, Johnny Ebo, everywhere.
Yeah, Farmers Only. That's where I found him.
Wait, what? Farmers Only? Oh, is that the dating app? Oh, dude, you're not supposed to reveal that. Confidential.
Guys, of course, you can find me everywhere at N64Josh. And thanks so much for listening. We will see you in the next episode. Bye now.